Who was this man? What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and I'm watching three weather items this week that will dominate nationally. First, a major warm-up for the Northeast. From Boston, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Washington, we'll all see mostly dry weather. There'll be a little bit of high cloudiness in the sky, but mostly sunny with high temperatures in the 80s. And some spots will break the 90-degree barrier by next weekend. Secondly, a slow-moving upper air storm, fed by increasing moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, will spread a lot of rain in the same areas day after day in the nation's midsection, with flooding threats reaching from Dallas, Texas, up through Oklahoma into Arkansas, with some spots getting up to 5 inches of rain. The third weather headline this week will be more storms and cooler weather for the Pacific Northwest. A closer look at all of this, rain, and the West in my next report. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Driving from Maine to California, this is Sterling on Sunday. I am live. There's nothing else live at this time. The Gold Show, the Annuity Show, they're not live. This is one of my favorite storytellers. He tells the best stories. His name is Vic Ferrari, and he is a retired New York City police detective. It's like sitting at a cop bar. Listen to Vic.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat. How you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So the dirty little secret in law enforcement is not all police and agencies get along. Be it paranoia or a lack of trust, police agencies will often bust heads when they're forced to share their toys. One agency I had the mispleasure of working with could never see the forest through the trees. The joint case was a marriage of convenience, with neither side trusting the other, as we pursued a stolen vehicle export ring across the tri-state area. I've always said you can't take a bunch of traffic cops, throw them in suits, and expect them to be sharp investigators. It just doesn't work that way. A traffic cop mentality limits creativity. This particular department that'll remain nameless cut its teeth in pulling traffic stops and couldn't see the forest through the trees. While we were attempting to figure out where the Chinese nationals were setting up shop in a warehouse to export stolen vehicles out of the country, I would wake up every morning with my sergeant, drive out to Brooklyn, and follow the main subject every day while he looked for warehouses. One day we followed him to a real estate office where we watched him for the day check out a warehouse and negotiate a price. Confident that we had found the right location, we went to deliver the news to our counterparts. While I started explaining we knew where the warehouse was for this international smuggling operation, an investigator from this agency began to cut me off. He started to explain, we're going to borrow a helicopter, we're going to fly around these neighborhoods in Brooklyn and take photographs, and then we're going to narrow it down to where this place may be. I tried to interrupt and explain to him that we knew where the warehouse was. Again, he comes up with this cockamamie story about borrowing a helicopter and flying around Brooklyn. I couldn't help but laugh. Part of me wanted to shake him and say, didn't you hear what I just said? We just found the warehouse. While the other part of me was perfectly content with letting him fly over Brooklyn. Me being me, I settled on the latter. After a couple of days, my lieutenant finally called me into his office. Are you going to tell this guy that we located the warehouse, or are you going to continue to let him fly around Brooklyn? He asked. So that's a story from my upcoming book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
Hey, I'm a funny man.
Him? He's not a funny man. And he's my dad.
All right, 10 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. It's a three-hour giant network show. It starts at 10 p.m. on the East Coast to 1 a.m., 7 p.m. on the West Coast till 10 p.m. You couldn't have more fun. I mean, I couldn't have more fun. It'd be impossible for me to have more fun. When people say, Walter, you know, if you're not screaming at the Democrats, what do you talk about? I talk about me. That's what I talk about, me. Horrible position to grow a show from, but that's what I talk about, me. Have you heard this guy? His name is Dutch, and he's on TikTok.
So growing up, I went to a very she-she summer camp, very she-she, private school, all this stuff, and I was very public, public school. I was the public school scholarship kid, and one day when we were going to camp, I was very upset. I said to my father, I was like, Dad, everybody goes to these fancy places when summer is over. They go to St. Bart's, they go to St. Tropez. I was like, we go to Jones Beach, Dorney Park, if we're lucky, in our two-door Ford Explorer from 1991. One of the doors doesn't open, the windows you have to slap down, the radio was stolen, and the engine you have to disconnect every time you park it type of beat. And he was like, listen, don't stress. This is what you tell them. You tell these kids you go on vacation in the aisles of Gristiti's. This is Gristiti's, a supermarket chain in New York. He said, these kids, they'll never know it's a supermarket because they don't go to supermarkets. Just tell them you'll be in the aisles. And so that's what I did.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. I'd love to talk with you. Here's what I want to talk about. I have a secret. I have many, but one of my secrets is a dietary item that I love and that changes my mood, makes me happy. It never fails, but there are certain foods that you and I eat that we cannot discuss with anyone. You would never bring this up with your significant other, your in-laws, people at work. You would never admit this food to people at work. You'd never say, you know, I eat this when I can get away with it. People would make fun of you. They'd laugh at you. But every time I get one of these, it is a remarkable item. It's a truly a remarkable item. And I've learned so much about it in preparation for this show because I actually do show prep. I don't just say the New York Times is wrong. That's not show prep. That's for losers. You're going to go on the radio with that? No, I share my experience, strength, and hope with you. And this particular food item is remarkable. But no one ever discusses it. Ever. Now, James Copeland is a key contributor to this show. He makes all the production for his show, everything that sounds amazing. He does all that. He writes stuff. He's a great guy. But because it's radio, he had to get another job. He couldn't just live off of the air that comes from this air. He had to get another job. His other job is as remarkable as the food that I dare not discuss with my friends at work. We'll have more details about both of these in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. The pandemic is over. Now, fish sales in public. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
How old does your son need to be before you take him on his first multi-day crime spree? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore Medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine. It helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com, /arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine. FLEXMORE. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Sterling on Sunday.
This morning I got in the shower alone, and I had an incredible experience. It was steamy. It was great. I had some time to myself. And I took out my Harry's razor. And I put on the best part to me, Harry's shaving cream. Harry's shaving cream is remarkable. It's unlike anything I've ever had before. It's a gel that turns into a cream. It's incredible, and it has a wonderful aroma. Then I started using my new Harry's razor blades. I've never experienced anything like this with a razor. My beard just melted off. It felt great. It's super smooth. It's fantastic. Go to Harry's.com. 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 You will love this experience. Get the new Harry's razor. Get the shaving cream. Enjoy your shower. This is all
it takes. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
All right. Live on a Sunday night, coast to coast, from Maine to California. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. James Copeland, a key contributor to Sterling on Sunday. James had to take a side job, a side hustle, in order to make ends meet. Now, right now, where is your Winnebago?
I am parked just feet from where once underground was housed one of the largest, in fact, it was the largest, thermonuclear weapon ever put on an ICBM. I am on top of a Titan II missile silo in Arkansas, near Little Rock.
Arkansas. Do you think they put it there because they viewed it was no risk, because they didn't think anything of value was in Arkansas?
Well, I know that in the specifications they wanted to find underpopulated areas. So I guess Tucson, my hometown of Wichita, Kansas, and Little Rock, Arkansas, all qualified.
Please share with us exactly, James, what it is you do for a living near this missile silo.
So my Winnebago is parked about 35 feet above the blast lock of the missile silo, and I am right next to the entrance portal, and so I can kind of watch the comings and goings of day-to-day operations of what you do with the missile silo in the 21st century, which I check in guests to our Airbnb. And so people can come in and they can stay here. The place is actually called Titan Ranch. You can find it at titanranch.com. And so people actually stay here in the Airbnb. We've got like two couples down there, which is, this is kind of a weird thing, but like there's a couple that's celebrating their anniversary. So they brought like their friends along. That seems a little weird, but anyway, they're paying a lot for it. So that's fine. So they're down there right now. And then we also have RVs that stay the night up topside, and then everyone gets tours in the morning, and we just do the whole thing again day after day. We even had like a college group here this afternoon, and of course they watched War Games down there, which is rather appropriate.
The video game War Games, that's what they watched? Or the movie?
Matthew Broderick.
Oh my God. All right, yeah. Now, to rent the Airbnb, to stay there for a night or two or three, what's the going rate?
It's depending on either the weekend or weekday, it all roughs out to around $300 a night.
Is it comfortable? Would you feel comfortable staying there?
What is opened right now, the actual launch duct where the missile was, the actual silo, that's not open because it's like a 9-story building underground and it's full of water. But the cableway to it, the blast lock, and the 3-story underground launch control center that's all hung on springs, that is all accessible and open. So we've turned the top level into a very luxurious master bedroom, a 1,000-square-foot master bedroom with a very nice, fancy sheets, mattress, as its own bathroom. It has a shower with, like, 4 shower heads. You can walk through it like a car wash, basically. It's got a fancy bathtub, and all the lights are on, like, iPads and stuff. So yes, the overnight accommodations are very nice. And then There's a couple more beds on the second level where they actually would have launched the missile, where all the consoles used to be. And then on the ground floor, or the third level, if you will, it's the about 50 feet underground, is where the kitchen is. And then there's a giant movie theater, club speakers, all that sort of thing. You can have a big party down there.
Do you believe that the missile silo is still visited by UFOs?
So, are looking for, like, spirits and that sort of thing. And so, yes. Like, they actually come prepared with equipment and to check it. So, like, that's just kind of like a normal occurrence to have people come and look for those sort of things.
Do you hear at night the voices of dead talk show hosts? It's a very popular thing. I try to be a professional guide. As you are a professional guide for the missile silo, I try to be a professional guide for dead talk show hosts.
Well, I haven't stayed down in there yet. I've just been topside. But, you know, I can imagine, because the acoustics are very strange, because you have a whole kind of concrete room that the three floors are suspended in, and the acoustics just echo all over the place. So I really wouldn't be surprised.
Well, James, I really appreciate you sharing this special experience. Is there a website where you and I can see the missile silo, the B&B part of the missile silo?
Absolutely. It's TitanRanch.com.
TitanRanch.com, T-I-T-A-N, Ranch.com.
That's where
people can find out information about staying there. Summer's coming up. I'm sure many people driving across the country will want to stay there. Does it seem booked up?
It is quite booked up, in fact. So, you know, if you're interested in coming out here, you know, now is the time to check it out. In addition, if anyone listening has RVs and they're looking for just a nice overnight stop and a cool tour done by yours truly, you can stay through Harvest Hosts, and that's actually free. So if you go on Harvest Hosts, and a lot of RVers are familiar with that, we're listed as a overnight stop, and we are more than accommodating to have folks come out and hang out on top of the missile silo.
James Copeland, thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday with this amazing information about how anybody can stay at an Airbnb that used to be a missile silo.
The right against the left and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
Neil Rogers, one of the greatest talk show hosts who ever lived. And I try to reach dead talk show hosts because I consider myself a professional guide. I will share information with you from the talk show host. Now, let me tell you about this food. There's a food that I eat that I do not discuss. I did not mention it to my fiance when she became my wife. I still didn't mention it. I have never mentioned it to my children. Let's think about that. I don't eat it often, but at least once a month, I do. It is a sensual experience to eat this food. I have eaten this food my whole life, and I've never known anybody to talk about it. And I'm certainly not alone. This is a popular food, but nobody seems to talk about it. Isn't that amazing? Let's just think about that for a moment. Are there foods that you eat that you dare not discuss? Maybe you think it's for kids. Maybe you think it's only for fat people, but you don't discuss it. I have a food like that. I can tell you that the second I take a bite of it, I'm in heaven, thrilled. And when I actually start to explore it, it gets better with every bite. And the great tragedy and sadness in my life is sometimes it's all eaten up. I can't eat any more of it. Then I learned some amazing secrets about it. I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is. But there's no ingredient in this food that I think is good for you in the traditional sense. There's no lettuce in there. And most of it seems to be very, very sketchy and artificial, which in no way is slanderous toward the food. Because remember, I eat this food. I eat this food at least once a month when I find it at quality snack places, you know, a Wawa or a gas station. I can find it at a gas station. I'll tell you what it is. But again, I never hear anybody talk about it. I've heard people talk about relatives of this food, but not this food itself. My greatest indulgence, I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm live on Sunday night. I have a phone number. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. Walt! Orange Hostess cupcakes. Not the chocolate ones. The chocolate ones, that's easy. Many companies make chocolate cupcakes. I like the Hostess orange cupcakes. Why do I mispronounce orange? Orange. I like the Hostess orange cupcakes. The squiggle on the top of a Hostess cupcakes, do you know how many times it loops? You know how many? They're uniform. They're exactly the same with each orange Hostess cupcake. 7 times. It loops 7 times. And then you look at the bottom of the orange Hostess cupcake and you go, well, it has a creamy filling inside. But there's no opening on the bottom. How do they get the creamy filling inside? How does that happen? Now, for years, maybe for 50 years, it was made by the Continental Bakery. And the Continental Bakery had some problems with their truckers. And the truckers made demands, apparently, that put them out of business or that drove them into bankruptcy. But I don't blame the truckers. Truckers are great. Anybody who has an MBA who was involved in that situation, blame them. I'm sure you could have seen trouble coming. Well, it's now owned by Bimbo Bakeries. No, it's not pejorative toward women. That's its name. It's called Bimbo Bakeries. It's a Mexican-based company. But I love Hostess orange cupcakes. But how do they get the cream inside? That is a great dilemma because there's no opening on the side or the bottom. I will share with you what I discovered about how they get the cream inside the Hostess cupcake. But that is my confession. Not the chocolate cupcakes, the orange cupcakes. That is my obsession. How about you? Secret foods you eat. My number is 888-688-WALT. We're anonymous. You can share anything you need to share. 888-688-WALT. Yes, I'm alive, and you get to get it off your chest or your stomach. Oh, my God. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And remember this, a cutoff low is a weatherman's woe. And that's what we have in the Midwest this week. A cutoff low is a low pressure system cut off from the main jet stream, which moves west to east across our nation. And since it's cut off from the steering currents, it takes its own time and meanders slowly. This week, it's going to do so from Colorado and New Mexico eastward. And us meteorologists can't tell exactly what it's going to do. So it's a weatherman's woe. We've got hard soil in Texas, and the problem is all this rain begins to run off that doesn't get absorbed in the hard soil, and it floods the streams and rivers and leads to a flooding threat this week from Corpus Christi and San Antonio, Texas, up through Dallas, Amarillo, into the Oklahoma City area through the Ark-Latex, and that's going to cause problems all the way into the Florida Panhandle. 1 to 3 inches of rain accumulating through midweek with up to 5 inches of rain in some locations. More umbrellas will stay up through Washington and Oregon and the Rockies this week. Mostly will be rain, but some snow in the higher elevations. and we will work into the third week of May with these weather headlines. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, welcome to the Giant Show, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I shared with you a horrible fact about me. I love Hostess Orange cupcakes. You get them fresh. They're super soft. They have a cream filling. And on top, they have this yellow icing. My hunch is there's no orange anything in them. I have not studied the label. I haven't studied any of that. But my hunch is there's no orange anything in it, but that takes away nothing from my enjoyment of Hostess Orange cupcakes. And you're thinking, is he being paid to promote this? No, I'm being paid to do nothing. Like, for example, I do my show from a laundry room, really from a laundry room. Does Procter & Gamble invest money in this show? Of course not. Does Purcell invest money in the show? Of course not. Would that make sense? Clorox, wouldn't that make sense? Yes, of course. Then there'd be naming rights to the laundry room. Big investment companies would be able to say, Sterling on Sunday salutes our consumer goods by broadcasting from a laundry room. Oh, my God. Certainly, there's no dollars exchanging hands for Hostess Orange cupcakes, but I love them. I have never admitted this to anybody in my life. I've never admitted it to my current wife. I've never admitted it to you. It's one of those foods where even though I enjoy it, I'm embarrassed to say, I love this. This is a great food. Do you have a food like that? We can share with each other. We can confess as you're driving the 18-wheeler across Pennsylvania, and I have to talk about that. As you're driving the 18-wheeler across Pennsylvania, there must be a food that when you get to the Love truck stop, you're hesitant to do it, but you buy it anyway. You're not proud of it, but it works for you. A food that works for you. Mine is Hostess Orange Cupcakes. They're super soft when they're new. Now, let's talk about the cream inside. You look at the bottom of a Hostess Orange Cupcake, and do you see where the cream is inserted? No. And I've studied them, like, how do they put the cream in these things? I'm so slow, even though I graduated from college, that it took me most of my life to realize how the cream gets in there. Do you know how it gets in there? It's underneath the icing. There's an opening underneath the icing, and it's injected there, and then they put the icing on. And how many swirls does the Hostess Orange Cupcake have? The icing swirl, the white swirl. How many? Seven. Originally, it was just a chocolate cake. No filling, no swirling. The swirling didn't come until 1950. The baby boomers had their first snack food, 1950. There it was with the swirl. Do you have a food like that? Here's my number. I'm live. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Then I was giving my teenage daughters advice on cooking. That's a bad idea. But the best advice I could give them is this. See if this makes sense to you. The more butter, the better. When in doubt, use more butter than the recipe calls for. When I go to make an egg, I put a quarter of a stick of butter in that pan and cook on it. Everything with extra butter is better. Turns out, I'm not so wacky. Turns out French chefs will tell you their secret is they use too much butter. When I go to a delicatessen and I want them to make a sandwich that requires mayonnaise, the best way I can communicate to them behind the counter is, put on too much mayonnaise. I can't tell them how much, so I say, put on too much mayonnaise. But in the pan at home, I put in too much butter. I put in too much butter to everything. And you know what? Everything tastes better. That is my single cooking tip to my teenage children. Put in too much butter. And when I'm at a restaurant and it requires mayonnaise, I say put on too much mayonnaise. And that seems to work, because if I say put on extra mayonnaise, nobody knows what extra mayonnaise, but everybody knows what too much mayonnaise is. Everybody knows how that works for them. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Hey, we're live. Can you believe it? It's 42 past the hour. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. There's Paul in Rehoboth Beach. I love that radio station. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Paul. Hi.
Hey, man. I just wanted to let you know, whenever I get drunk, I eat a whole can of black olives.
Does that work for you, Paul?
I guess it does. It makes looks a little weird coming out the other end. I got to run, though. Thanks for having me.
Well, Paul, that was fantastic. I'm so glad that you shared that information with us. And I'm also glad that you shared the information in a way that we could actually broadcast it. I'm confessing to you that I eat orange Hostess cupcakes. It's like no one ever talks about this, ever. Foods you eat that are hard to admit to. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The pandemic is over. Now, fish sales in public later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
How old does your son need to be before you take him on his first multi-day crime spree? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com. Why should you go there? Because you're going to find the answer. You're going to find the answer to your arthritis pain. That's where I found it. Highlands.com is the home of Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. I use it. It's a natural, organic product. And after a couple weeks, my arthritis pain in my thumb went away. I had it for months, maybe years I had that pain, and it went away. Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. It's made by Highlands, a real company, HYLANDS.com. Go to their website, get the information, buy the product. Enter the promo code Walter. Enter the promo code Walter at Highlands Flexmore Medicine for Arthritis. HYLANDS.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
All right, let's talk about the best hangover food. The best hangover food. My experience is this. The best hangover food is greasy. And it is Diet Coke, not Coke, Diet Coke, grilled cheese and bacon. Grilled cheese and bacon, Diet Coke, Sudafed, and Excedrin. That is my hangover cure. Grilled cheese and bacon, Diet Coke, Sudafed, aspirin. That works the best for a hangover for me. How about you? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And it dehydrates you. So tons of water, like tons of water, key for dealing with a hangover. What have you found works for you best with a hangover? 888-688-WALT. Now, I have to share an amazing fact. This is an amazing fact. Dunkin' Donuts has done so. No, they didn't pay for this. They should have paid for this. But if Procter & Gamble won't pay to be in the laundry room, how the heck can we expect Dunkin' Donuts to pay for this? Dunkin' Donuts, the executives at Dunkin' Donuts must have had an extraordinary meeting. I mean, it must have been the most bizarre meeting ever. Now, these are people who put out Boston cream donuts, donuts with sprinkles, not sprinkles, more sprinkles, and a variety of exotic St. Patrick's Day items that are green, and they call them food. It's a very strange business. I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee better than any coffee. I am drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee now. I will move to Diet Cherry 7-Up a little later. But right now I'm drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee. But they've come up with a new menu item that they slipped on the menu very quietly. Stealth. And when I read it like 90 times. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I was amazed that Dunkin' Donuts put this on their menu. In fact, it fulfills many, many fantasies that I personally have had, much to the chagrin of my doctor. You know, Mr. Dr. Chagrin. Much to the chagrin of my doctor, he was like, what? How could they do that? I'm like, it's amazing. This is what it is. It's called Snackin' Bacon. And you're like, what? It's called Snackin' Bacon, and it's exactly what you think. You get it in a little parchment pouch. There are about 10 pieces of bacon. The bacon is sort of honey molasses dipped and has pepper on it, and you are specifically supposed to eat it with your hands. I'm not kidding. It's called Snackin' Bacon. Now, the downside is that if you have a, quote, nice car, if you have on nice clothes, where am I supposed to wipe my hands? No matter what you do, no matter how many napkins you're going to get with the Snackin' Bacon, it won't be enough. It is deliciously greasy. It is real bacon. Now imagine that meeting at Dunkin' Donuts. It must have been like the Carvana meeting, where somebody sat at the table and said, well, you know, we're a donut bakery. And we have coffee, all kinds of coffee, ice this, and lattes and all. But what we really need is to sell people a bag of bacon. What are you talking about, Frank? What do you mean a bag of bacon? Yeah, we got to sell them a bag of bacon. You mean just bacon? No bagel, no rolls, no biscuits? No, really, they eat all of those things as an excuse to get to the bacon. I've studied these focus groups here. We've got 80 MBAs studying this, and they say, well, what really people want from us is bacon. They want more bacon on the bagels, more bacon on the biscuits. They want bacon. They're telling me that all these things that we're selling them at Dunkin' Donuts is just an excuse to eat bacon? Well, yeah. Okay, we'll just sell them bacon. And that's what it is. It's a bag of bacon. It's so freaking obvious that every fast food chain should have thought of it 50 years ago. They should have thought of it with the invention of cars and drive-thrus. Oh, what they really want is bacon. That's what people really want. It's difficult to get people to admit to what they really want. Why can't I go through a drive-thru and buy Hostess cupcakes? That's what I really want. Why can't I go through a drive-thru and buy peanut butter Tandy cakes. Tandy cakes. That's what I really want. This would be my perfect diet. I want a bag of bacon, Snackin' Bacon from Dunkin' Donuts. I want Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I want Tandy cake, peanut butter Tandy cakes. And I want orange Hostess cupcakes. Not chocolate, orange chocolate. Orange cupcakes, Hostess cupcakes. Does that make any sense to you? Is there any menu item you'd like to add to that as to a perfect meal? I know there's so much nonsense about lettuce, tomatoes, potatoes, meat, chicken. No, that's not what I want. What I want is snack and bacon. Did you hear what I said, what it's made of? It's bacon strips. I think it's molasses, maybe maple syrup. No need to waste money on molasses. Maple syrup will do, and pepper that they put on these strips of bacon. They put them in a little pouch bag, a little tiny bag, about 2 inches high. That's what they sell at Dunkin' Donuts. And then if I could get Hostess orange cupcakes, Dunkin' Donuts coffee, I'd be in heaven. That's all I would need. I'd have meat. I'd have fruit. Orange Hostess cupcakes would be fruit, right? And I'd have a stimulant, coffee. That's what every talk show host needs, a stimulant. How do you feel? What would you add to this menu? 888-688-WALT. There must be something you want that you always seek quietly and don't admit to. It's okay. You can tell me. We're 14 inches apart. You're 14 inches from the speaker. I'm 14 inches from the microphone on a good day. That's really all you need in life is bacon, orange for the fruit from the Orange Hostess cupcake, and protein. Snack and bacon from Dunkin' Donuts. How do you feel about this? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Live on Sunday night. This is no best of here. How could they extract a best of from this crap? How could they extract? Well, you know, it's time for a best of Walter Sterling. No, I don't think so. Well, wait, we could come up with 8 seconds. It's when he says his name. That's all there is, really. All right, now, coming up tonight, we have the latest edition of The Usual Edition. We have more of the drama called The Drive-Through Brew, which is a food-centric feature. You drive through, they put the food in your trunk. There's nothing better than that. It's better than a drive-through. They load your trunk. The Drive-Through Brew, usually you have to live like in North Carolina to experience this, but it is something. Drive-Through Brew. And we have Velo Hool with his Curse of Oak Island update. Curse of Oak Island update. I'm having the best time tonight. Oh, I have an email address. Every email I get gets answered, waltermsterling@gmail.com. That's my email address, waltermsterling@gmail.com. Oh, I've been meaning to say this every week. Rosemary Furlong of Philadelphia, thank you for listening to me since day one. Thank your mom for listening to me since day one. Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, Jim Kelly, who lives in another country and listens to us secretly. I have the best listeners in the world, and I thank you for joining them. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up, we're going to talk about more food items, the key food item that you want to know about, which is the right way to pick up a waitress. That's what I said, the right way to pick up a waitress. And I look forward to talking to you at 888-688-WALT. We're talking about food that you're obsessed with. And we will share that in seconds. I have one other thing to talk to you about. Oh, my God. Download my podcast. My career depends on you downloading my podcast. I don't know why, but this is more important than listeners. It's more important than ratings. Please, God, download my podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. That's who you are, Midnight Misfits. And you download it from Apple iTunes. Dr. Dave will have weather for you, and we'll talk to you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Live on a Sunday night, this is Sterling on Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and I'm watching three weather items this week that will dominate nationally. First, a major warm-up for the Northeast from Boston, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Washington will all see mostly dry weather. There'll be a little bit of high cloudiness in the sky, but mostly sunny with high temperatures in the 80s. And some spots will break the 90-degree barrier by next weekend. Secondly, a slow-moving upper air storm fed by increasing moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will spread a lot of rain in the same areas day after day in the nation's midsection, with flooding threats reaching from Dallas, Texas, up through Oklahoma into Arkansas, with some spots getting up to 5 inches of rain. The third weather headline this week will be more storms and cooler weather for the Pacific Northwest. A closer look at all of this, rain, and the West in my next report. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
We are celebrating the 50th year of Mall Things Considered at Public Radio. Public Radio is your primary source for mall information. I know you go to the mall and share my sadness about the crumbling infrastructure and weird escalators that go too fast. And who thought a glass elevator at the mall was a good idea?
Remember, at the mall, we're now offering free parking and more handicap parking. Blue looks good on you. Malls used to have bookstores, really, and real toy stores, not weird educational toy stores.
I don't know who that was. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. Next, our whip-around coverage goes to Blind Jim and his award-winning microphone.
I am in the land of dreams, the food court at the mall.
Do you want seasoned dumplings or bourbon chicken?
Is there really bourbon on this chicken? I'm working the 10th step.
Bourbon? That's molasses. And it's not chicken. Do you want some?
I prefer to shop at these merchandise carts. Let's see. Is this blown glass?
Yes, and natural earth crystals. Very delicate. From Guam. All one of a kind. On the cart.
I'm blind. Let me get closer to these crystals. When you're blind, you can do anything at Public Radio.
Nothing is happening over there. Please look over here as we lead them all in Madison time.
It's Madison time. Hit it. Good, a big
star. It's so stupid. That's just so stupid. All right, 888-688-WALT, live on KFBK in Sacramento and KDKA in Pittsburgh. That is such an honor for me to be able to say that, and it just means that I haven't been caught up with yet. They're very worried about me. All right, Judy in Dallas. Judy in Dallas discovered us at WBAP, programmed by Kevin Graham, the brilliant Kevin Graham, programs WBAP. Judy heard us on the station, and she decided that we needed to hear dad jokes, stupid dad jokes. I encourage her to come on every week. It is an honor to talk to you, Judy. Please share with us your bad dad joke.
Okay. So this man takes his girlfriend to her first football game. And are you there?
Yes.
The great seats right behind home, the new home team. And after the game, he asked her how she liked it. And she says, "Oh, I really like the tight pants and nice buns, but I don't understand. At the beginning of the game, they toss a coin. And then the rest of the game, they're running around, chasing each other, killing each other, yeah, good quarterback, good quarterback. I'm like, hello, it's only 25 cents.
Love that bird. Oh, 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 gee, my, oh, gee. Well, oh, oh, gee. Oh, I love that girl. Love that
bird. Sue, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Sue.
Hey there. I didn't understand a word of what Steve was saying, but anyway.
Oh, no, you don't. Sue, you don't understand. I understand 10% of what she's saying.
And there you go.
It's not you, and it's not really her. It's just something that we embrace.
Yeah, I see. That sounds good to me. Yeah, I look forward to it every week. So
there you go. There you go, Sue. All right, now how may I be of service to you?
Well, you know, I was calling in about the food thing you were talking about. And
yes, let me restate, Sue.
Yeah.
The topic is your favorite food that you don't discuss with anybody. Maybe it's that bear claw. In my case, it's the orange Hostess cupcake, not the chocolate, the orange ones. I've never discussed it. I've never admitted it, but I've eaten them all my life. All right, Sue, it's your turn.
Well, I like sardines, and, you know, I used to take them to work and stuff, and yeah, I like the little ones that are the double layer, you know, with the skin and the bones and everything, and whenever I would eat them at work, I would have to take that can and throw it someplace far away because I would stink up the whole office with them, but I really like them, and they're good for you. They're high in omega-3s, and in calcium and also protein, but they're just fun to eat, the little fishies, you know.
Now, at some point,
you... And I make sandwiches with them, too.
Yes, at some point you stopped eating them at work, apparently. You spoke of this in the past tense. Were you told to stop eating them at work?
No, I retired, so I don't go to work anymore.
You retired? How old are you?
I am 71.
You are our youngest listener, and I congratulate you for that. Thank you so much for listening, Sue. I appreciate your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I was coming up with a menu of my favorite foods. Here are my favorite foods, but I've never been able to discuss it. My ideal menu would be an orange Hostess cupcake, not a chocolate. I'm far more exotic than that. Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Dunkin' Donuts new food, which is snackin' bacon. What's that, Walter? I'm not kidding you. They take 10 strips of bacon. They put it in a parchment bag. It's coated with maple syrup, I think. It might be molasses. Probably maple syrup. Pepper. And they sell it to you. They don't give you a fork. Nothing to eat it with. You eat it with your hands. That's the purpose of it. And then good luck with your new car trying to find a place to wipe your hands. But it's called Snackin' Bacon. Oh, my God. It's incredible. Now, you're thinking, well, they must be paying for this product placement. No. No. Based on the things I talk about, it'd be perfectly logical for them to buy time on this show. But that doesn't happen to me. That doesn't happen to me. It happens to worthless political shows where the average age is 90. That's where it happens. It never happens to me. I'm broadcasting from a laundry room. Wouldn't it make sense for Procter & Gamble to buy naming rights to the laundry room? Of course it would. That's what you should do.
The ride and who's got the better haircut? The same old tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
The famous Neil Rogers. But there it is. I talk about food and fun stuff and things that are exciting. Well, what? They're wasting their money on political serious talk shows where listeners are guided through dead talk show hosts. Dead talk show hosts. Excuse me, I get all choked up. You know, it's the choke of death.
There's a growing repugnance at the prospect of war, any war. General, we're told that the Warsaw Pact nations could overwhelm the NATO battalions. but our forces are nuclear
equipped. Who would listen to that? Who the heck would listen to that? 888-688-WALT. Food that you love, that you dare not discuss with anybody. Now, coming up this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. What do we know about Memorial Day weekend? We know that right now, all of New Jersey is preparing for it. This is the high point of the year if you live in New Jersey. The high point of the year in New Jersey is Memorial Day. The great thing about Memorial Day cookouts, they are the great equalizer. The sought-after food is the one food everybody can afford, which is hot dogs. And how you cook a hot dog is a source of great debate, but everybody can participate in this debate. That is why from the richest town in New Jersey, Short Hills, to the poorest town in New Jersey, a long list, everybody can participate in Memorial Day. And right now the lawns are being cut. Right now the red, white, and blue from Dollar Tree balloons are being bought, and it is a high holy day in the state of New Jersey. Oh, my God, you would not believe what goes on in New Jersey on Memorial Day. More important than Christmas, more important than Passover, it is the holiday. Let's talk about your most decadent, indulgent food. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
How old does your son need to be before you take him on his first multi-day crime spree? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The pandemic is over. Now, fish sales in public. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore Medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control of your arthritis pain.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I'm Walter Sterling, and we are live coast to coast from Maine to KFBK in Sacramento. Julie, who is in Maine, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
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 Hi, how are you?
I'm very excited to talk to you about the food that you don't admit to eating.
Okay, food that I don't admit to eating. I would have to say marshmallow fluff.
Yes. Now, do you mix it with Nutella?
Not with Nutella, just with peanut butter.
Got it. That sounds fantastic.
Yep, yep. And I would like to also challenge what you said to the viewer that, or viewer, wow, this is not television. The listener who was 71 and you said that they weren't your youngest listener, and I just wanted to challenge that as well.
And how old are you, Julie?
I am 35.
That's fantastic. I was kidding her. You know, I was like a joker. Now, are you from Maine? Did you grow up in Maine?
So I did, but I left when I was 14. I'm only recently back.
Where'd you go?
First to Massachusetts and then 13 years in Texas.
Oh, my gosh. Now, either you hated Texas or you loved it.
I'm that silver lining kind of person, but when I left, I was kind of like, wow, screw Texas.
Yeah, because all they have is a no state income tax. Everything else is kind of a challenge.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there were a lot of conveniences because I was in a big city, but it wasn't worth staring at the concrete jungle, so I had to come back to Maine.
Maine is magnificent. It's beautiful. And congratulations for getting home, Julie. And I'll be sending you a list of foods that I would like you to send to me. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call,
Thank
Julie.
You so much.
No, thanks for listening to our Giant Network radio show. Thank you. Hello, Marlon. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday from Wilmington, Delaware. Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Sterling. I was listening earlier, and you were talking about various talk show hosts. You mentioned Bob Grant, for example.
I did not mention
Bob
Grant.
Was,
I did not mention Bob Grant. No, I didn't.
Oh, well,
I
mentioned
the right against the left and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut. The same old tried and true,
well,
tired, monotonous
Sterling?
Crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
Yes, what were you saying?
Sterling,
yes.
I was saying that Joe Pyne come out of the Marine Corps, and the first broadcast in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, for a short time, and then he moved to Wilmington. And he did remote broadcasts from, at that time, there were 7 or 8 Hollywood diners around Wilmington. And he would do remote broadcasts from there. And other, the English Grill, the Columbus Inn.
Ritos.
He was very popular.
Ritos.
Yes, but this was like in the 1890s. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Barry in St. George, Utah, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, hi. I just want to call in and tell you that, you know, it's not healthy for your body. It's not natural for your body. You shouldn't stay up late at night is what I'm trying to say.
Weedos.
888-688-WALT. I love those calls. I love calls like that. Like telling me not to stay up late at night. Here, I got a secret message for you. This is not late. Left to my own devices, I would stay up all night. And you would too. Why? Because we don't fit in. We're not normal. Oh, that's what I meant to tell you. There is a restaurant in Santa Monica, California, called the Misfit Grill on Santa Monica Boulevard. And I was so excited to see that there's yet another business following our trend. This is our trend. I see the misfit grocery, the misfit menus, and now the misfit grill, Santa Monica Boulevard in California, in Los Angeles. Again, we are vindicated, but we still don't fit in. We act and speak in ways that are troublesome. For example, do not hand me a form. Don't say, you need to fill this out. If I hear the phrase, fill this out, we're done. Because we have nothing in common from that point on. Nothing. Bruce in Alaska, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Hi.
So, yeah, snacks. Mine is a frozen Debbie Swiss roll. That's the only way I like them is if they're frozen.
And what kind of Swiss roll?
The Little Debbie snack.
Oh, frozen. Roll. Yes. Frozen Little Debbie's Swiss roll. Frozen. Amazing. Thank you for your call, Bruce. Listen, the only thing that I got out of Boy Scout camp, the only thing, was they had a snack bar. And while all the other kids were swimming, I'd sneak off to the snack bar. And they had frozen Reese's peanut butter cups. It was the first time I ever encountered a frozen Reese's peanut butter cup. It was spectacular. My life changed. And I'd go there. I'd eat the frozen Reese's peanut butter cup. I'd take it back to my tent. I'd hide it. It was the greatest moment of my 13-year-old life because nothing else was going to be going on. We're talking about foods that you keep a secret, that you don't want other people to know that you eat. And coming up in seconds, you and I'll talk about foods that are really good when you're smoking marijuana, foods that you eat when you're getting high. 888-688-WALT is my phone number, 888-688-9258. And then, during the week, we can stay in touch by email. I answer every email. That address is waltermsterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And coming up, we have a report on Oak Island from Velo Hool. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Chip Oswald.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And remember this, a cutoff low is a weatherman's woe. And that's what we have in the Midwest this week. A cutoff low is a low-pressure system cut off from the main jet stream, which moves west to east across our nation. And since it's cut off from the steering currents, it takes its own time and meanders slowly. This week, it's going to do so from Colorado and New Mexico eastward. And us meteorologists can't tell exactly what it's going to do. So it's a weatherman's woe. We've got hard soil in Texas. And the problem is all this rain begins to run off that doesn't get absorbed in the hard soil. And it floods the streams and rivers and leads to a flooding threat this week from Corpus Christi in San Antonio, Texas, up through Dallas, Amarillo, into the Oklahoma City area through the Ark-La-Tex, and that's going to cause problems all the way into the Florida Panhandle. 1 to 3 inches of rain accumulating through midweek with up to 5 inches of rain in some locations. More umbrellas will stay up through Washington and Oregon and the Rockies this week. Mostly will be rain, but some snow in the higher elevations. And we will work into the third week of May with these weather headlines. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
This is J.J. Wilson with another edition of Drive Through Brew. Let's listen as Jake and the manager greet an unusual customer.
Welcome to the drive-through.
Cool car.
Thanks. Made it myself with my 3D printer.
Huh?
Every last piece. In fact, I just finished her up this morning. Took me 13 years.
Holy potato skins, your bumper fell off.
Shall I hook it back on?
Nah, just throw it out. I'll make a new one when I get home. That one didn't fit right anyway.
What was that?
Could have been the transmission. I don't know. The plastic gears are a little too flimsy, I think. Hey, say, would either of you guys be able to give me a push home? I only live about 8 miles down the road.
Well, we're kind of dizzy.
Ooh, blown piston, I bet.
We could call a tow truck.
Might be too late. Maybe we should just sweep it up and toss it in your dumpster.
Will the 3D printer guy ever make it home? Listen next time when he says,
hey, could you give me a lift? I'd walk, but I kind of screwed up when I made these shoes.
That's next time on Drive Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
38 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. This is a live radio show on Sunday night. Can you think of another live radio show on Sunday night that is not religion-based? No, because there aren't any. Mike Smith has come up with a very clever idea for an audio book. And I was so intrigued by it, I said, well, Mike, why don't you come on our show? But I didn't actually say that to him. I said it to some of his people. Mike, do you have people?
For the first time in my life, Walter, I have a person who has people. And, you know, people who need people are the, well, you know the song.
Now, it's very impressive that you've gotten to a point in your career where you have, like, people, Mike Smith. You've assembled a collection of stories, many of them humorous. What is the name of this collection?
Well, the name of the collection is 100 of the Worst Ideas in History. And it is, let's say it's not your father's history book. It's humorous, it's irreverent, and it celebrates some of mankind's most astonishing faux pas, foibles, and foul-ups.
Is New Coke in there?
New Coke is to be found in here. That is correct. That is one of the biggest, let's say, blunders, bad ideas in product history. And I can certainly talk about that one if you'd like, or we can talk about any of the others you might want to go into.
You know what the CEO of Coca-Cola said after the fiasco was pulled off the shelves? You know what he said when he was asked?
This is Roberto Gugliotta. Yes.
When he was asked, did your company do this on purpose for publicity? To focus attention on the greatness of original Coke. And you know what he said? He said we are neither smart enough nor dumb enough to have thought of that. and I thought that was a great answer.
You're right to say that really all it did was refocus loyalty and affection onto original Coke, which they later named Coke Classic. But they received over 400,000 distraught calls and angry letters. They brought in a psychiatrist to handle the incoming calls. They just underestimated the deep abiding respect and as I said, affection for the original Coke. And this was really a response to Pepsi kind of gaining market share. It was a little sweeter. It appealed to the younger demographic, and 100-year-old Coke was feeling the heat. So they decided to change it, and they came out with New Coke, and it cost them hundreds of millions of dollars to launch it. There were boycotts eventually looming, and just 3 months after its birth, they pulled it and went back to traditionally formulated Coke, now called Coke Classic.
All right, Mike Smith, share with us this amazing story of naked swimming.
Well, it's we call this one in the book, the skinny dipping president. And if you pardon the pun, it gives crack of dawn a whole new meaning. Because each morning, President John Quincy Adams sneaks down to the Potomac, undresses, and proceeds to skinny dip with the ducks and geese, all the while naked as a jaybird. So there's a reporter, English reporter named Anne Royal, who hears about this every morning. Quincy Adams is doing this, and she hides out in the Potomac's foliage and catches the unsuspecting president in the buff. She takes his clothes and holds them ransom until he agrees to grant her a long-awaited interview he's been putting off. So he gets his clothes back, and she gets the interview, and she doesn't really mention his, shall we say, ballsy morning escapade. But soon the word gets out, as it always does in these circles in Washington. And now Adams is, shall we say, swimming in a pool of national ridicule and shame. And as a result, the Adams administration policy agenda stalls, and he's soundly defeated for reelection in 1828 by Andrew Jackson. And in the end, the electorate considered Adams' sagging credibility and saggy backside and concluded the emperor has no clothes.
This is a great story, Mike Smith. Once more, what's the name of your book?
The name of the book is 100 of the Worst Ideas in History. It's available on Amazon, Audible.com, and iTunes.
That's fantastic. You will have to come on and tell us another story, okay? That was great. And I
would be happy to do so, Walter. I've been a fan of yours for a while.
I have one more question for you, Mike Smith.
I
confess the fact that I love Hostess Orange Cupcakes. I've never shared that with anyone before. I've never told my current wife. I never told any of my women. I never told any of my children. No one ever knew that I liked orange Hostess cupcakes. Mike Smith, do you have a junk food that you would like to confess to us now for the first time in your life?
I love Nutter Butter cookies.
Oh.
I don't know if you know these cookies. They're shaped like a peanut, but they have a cookie, peanut butter, and a cookie. Kind of a sandwich deal. They are fantastic. You get a nice cold glass of milk. You dunk those babies in there, and they are unbelievable.
And how many of those do you eat at a sitting? Tell me the truth.
Well, all right. It's just you and I speaking now, right, Walter?
Yes.
Just between the two of us.
Yes.
Well, I'll believe that, maybe. And... I confess to being able to eat, and this is embarrassing, and I could eat an entire package in one sitting. And I think that's 24. I think that's 24 cookies.
The truth.
No problem.
My God, it's the first time on this
problem.
Station anyone has told the truth. Mike Smith, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. I will post the link. Oh, I have to talk about this. I was going to say I'm going to post it on Facebook, the link to your site, the link to your book. But I have to go through this insane process now on Facebook to prove that I am who I say I am. So I can't post anything today, but I will get to it, Mike. I swear to God. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Live radio show from Maine to KFBK in Sacramento. Every company in America that owns, and Canada, that owns radio stations, every company has at least one station that is a Sterling on Sunday affiliate. WGOW in Chattanooga, a Cumulus station, proudly airs Sterling on Sunday because that station has a real program director. This is Sterling on Sunday. Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com. Why should you go there? Because you're going to find the answer. You're going to find the answer to your arthritis pain. That's where I found it. Highlands.com is the home of Flexmore arthritis medicine. I use it. It's a natural, organic product. And after a couple weeks, my arthritis pain in my thumb went away. I had it for months, maybe years I had that pain, and it went away. Flexmore arthritis medicine. Flexmore arthritis medicine. It's made by Highlands, a real company, HYLANDS.com. Go to their website, get the information, buy the product. Enter the promo code Walter. Enter the promo code Walter at Highlands Flexmore Medicine for Arthritis. HYLANDS.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at Harry's.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to Harry's.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 50 minutes past the hour. There's Daniel Mullaney, the best yoga instructor in all of Philadelphia. Fantastic guy, a great yoga instructor. Years ago, I took yoga, and two incredible things happened. One is that I'm standing in the misty darkness of a yoga studio with the beautiful lavender smell of a spa, and there's candles everywhere, and cedar and lavender, and I'm feeling very spiritual because, as you know, I'm a very spiritual man. I'm known for my spirituality. And there were usually about 30 people in a class. And one of the first things that the teacher would say is partner up. When you're in yoga, they want you to be partnered up with someone else in the class. This is not a dating situation. But in the darkness, with the lavender and the incense, it's very hard to tell one person from another. And this particular yoga pose, one person was in, on hands and knees, and the other person was standing behind them. I forget if it was called Downward Dog or whatever. There's a reason I'll never be doing yoga again. Now I'm standing behind this woman who's in on all fours. And I put the instructor says, put your hands on your partner's hip. And I'm like, okay, I'll put my hands on her hips. And I was stunned at how beautiful her body was. Not in a lascivious way. It was a beautiful body. She was in great shape. I was not. I was from New Jersey. I lived on a primary diet of pizza and Goodwill. My diet was pizza and Goodwill. And now I'm behind this woman, and I have my hands on her hips. And I realize as we're starting to do the yoga poses that I had my hands on actress Diane Lane's hips. Look it up. Actress Diane Lane's hips, one of the most beautiful women who ever lived. I'm holding her hips through a leotard. And I thought, at the time, and I've had moments of flashbacks to that situation, I've thought, how many tens of thousands of dollars did men spend in their lives to get in that position with Diane Lane? And here, what did I do? I bought a mat for $20 and spent $14 for a class, and there I was holding Diane Lane's hips, the only benefit to exercise I ever experienced. All right, now a couple weeks later, I'm in the same yoga class. And one of the things that all good yoga instructors tell you is it is not phys ed. It is a spiritual experience. It's not phys ed. All right, so it's not phys ed. But because I'm a stupid boy, everything I could push and stress, I did. Arms, getting on all fours, push-ups, whatever it was, I was going to push. And what did I do? I leaned on my already flat feet, and I pushed them. And I stretched the tendons in my feet, especially my right foot. Now I go to my orthopedic doctor, whose name was, ready, Dr. Bones. Well, what did you do? And that's how he talked. Dr. Bones, really, his name was Dr. Bones. He looked at my feet and he said to me, well, no more yoga for you. Maybe Tai Chi. That was it. Therefore, I've never done yoga again because Dr. Bones said, maybe Tai Chi. And he didn't sound too optimistic about that. 54 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Now, let's talk about some of these foods that are especially good if you're stoned on marijuana. It seems that there's I'm looking at all these articles about what you should eat if you're stoned on marijuana, and there's a theme. And the theme is breakfast foods, toast and pop-ups, breakfast foods, French toast, pancakes. That's what you're supposed to eat when you're stoned. Nachos, quesadillas, fried cheese curds. That's in the South. In Texas, they encourage fried cheese curds, and they offer many recipes in the Houston Chronicle. Well, I think it's like hangover food. Grilled cheese and bacon with too much grease. Grilled cheese and bacon with too much grease. And in my case, I always need a Diet Coke. I need a Diet Coke with everything. But what do you use? What is your junk food that you just won't admit to? All right, coming up in my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. My junk food menu. This is what I would live on if allowed by law. Hostess orange cupcakes. Not the chocolate ones, the orange ones with the squiggles on top, 7 squiggles on top. Snack and bacon from Dunkin' Donuts, a whole new food group from Dunkin' Donuts. Now you can buy just the bacon in a bag. You don't have to waste time with a biscuit or a bagel. You can get just the bacon in a bag. This is what we've waited for all our lives, isn't it? And coffee. That's all I need to be happy. Coming up, Bill Gates reportedly asked out several women in his office while married. How stupid are you? You became the second richest man in the world, and you don't know enough that you don't date people at work. Rule number one, and then you and I will talk about how to pick up a waitress. There's a fantasy of all waitresses. Were you a waitress? Are you a waitress? A nice man comes in, otherwise polite and pleasant, and he wants to go out with you. What is the best way for him to communicate that to you without creeping you out? The best way to pick up a waitress. I have a theory about the best way. And then we will talk about Ben Affleck and his insane mission to get back Jennifer Lopez. Insane! Jennifer Garner obviously wasn't good enough for Ben Affleck. Therefore, we have big issues to talk about with Ben Affleck, and we have bigger issues to talk about with Bill Gates. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. It's a live radio show on a Sunday night, taking you from the second shift to the third shift, taking you from the second shift to the late shift in Las Vegas, at the casinos, in Philadelphia, at the hospitals. We have the best time, the best time. It's 57 past the hour. My name is Walter Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. And I'll give you an update on my kid. I got an update on my COVID kid in just seconds. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and I'm watching three weather items this week that will dominate nationally. First, a major warm-up for the Northeast. From Boston, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Washington, we'll all see mostly dry weather. There'll be a little bit of high cloudiness in the sky, but mostly sunny with high temperatures in the 80s. And some spots will break the 90-degree barrier by next weekend. Secondly, a slow-moving upper air storm fed by increasing moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will spread a lot of rain in the same areas day after day in the nation's midsection, with flooding threats reaching from Dallas, Texas, up through Oklahoma into Arkansas, with some spots getting up to 5 inches of rain. The third weather headline this week will be more storms and cooler weather for the Pacific Northwest. A closer look at all of this rain and the West in my next report. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Lake Wales, Florida. We have ourselves a 36-year-old Florida man who's out for a stroll with his kid. They see an unoccupied Hyundai on the side of the road. The guy's a surveyor, and he had just gone into the empty field across from the neighborhood where this guy was staying. And so he goes, come on, son, I'll show you a trick. They jump in the Hyundai and drive off. Grand Theft Auto right there. 2 days later, this guy that lives in the neighborhood drives his dog to that empty field that's across from the neighborhood to let his dog play. They're going to go throw the ball. He turns around, and that stolen Hyundai is behind his SUV, and our 36-year-old Florida man and his son are rummaging through the SUV. They steal a couple things. The guy goes, hey, stop. They jump in the stolen Hyundai, drive off. A few hours later, a guy is sitting in his living room watching TV, and he hears someone on his porch. He thinks, oh, someone's dropping off a package. No, turns out it's this 36-year-old Florida man and his 8-year-old son stealing a package from the front porch. He sees him walking off, says, hey, bring that back. The quote says, it's mine now. So that Florida homeowner calls the cops. The cops try and pull him over. He doesn't pull over. He's got his kid in the car. He says, watch this. And he turns down some country roads in the middle of the woods and leaves the cops. According to this report in WFLA, the Lake Wales sent up their aviation unit. I have no idea what that means. Is that a helicopter? Is that one of those little quadcopter drones? Is that a Boeing 737? I'm not sure, but the aviation unit found the stolen Hyundai behind a house. So the cops show up, arrest him. And they're like, why did you drag your 8-year-old kid on this multi-day crime spree? Florida man tells the deputies, I was trying to toughen him up. I don't want him to be soft. You know, if you want to toughen him up, you can maybe enroll him in some karate classes or get him on a football team maybe. But I thought the rule in Florida was you don't take your 8-year-old boy on a crime spree. You got to wait till they're at least 12 or something. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to the Tampa area. Tom Brady grew up in California, spent the last, whatever, couple decades, most of it, in New England playing for the Patriots. This is his first year at Tampa Bay. This is the first time this man's seen a hurricane. He woke up, and Hurricane Eta had blown away the dock behind his house and a couple of jet skis that were tied to the dock. They were floating in the middle of the bay. I also heard that Rob Gronkowski might have lost his treehouse. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, at 36 past the hour, we will hear installment number 2 of Florida Stories. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live Sunday night. Great time. We're going into the late shift from the second shift. This is what you're supposed to do on the radio. Like, you're supposed to do live radio. You're not supposed to do best ofs. Now here's a best of Dead Plant. No, you're not supposed to do best ofs, especially in spoken word radio, because it's dead fish. If you have an opportunity to call a show, but you can't, that's called a dead fish. How to pick up a waitress. The secret of every man sitting at the lunch counter is that in more cases than not, he would like to pick up the waitress. I cannot speak to women at the lunch counter and whether or not they'd like to pick up a guy. Don't know about that. But I do know about picking up waitress. And I will share with you what I have been told by waitresses is the right way to try to do it. And I'm going to share this with you now because I never succeeded in picking up a waitress. Never, ever, ever. Because I did it wrong. I did it all wrong. I knew a guy who was like famous, like on TV famous. And he would go into this restaurant every day, every freaking day. And he'd be all over this poor waitress every day. And the waitress's father worked there, and he'd be all over the father. And you know what? The waitress never went out with him. He would go in there every day for lunch, talk her up, chat her up, talk to her father, chat up everybody, blah. Nothing worked. She wouldn't go out with him. And I learned from that, combined with what some waitresses have taught me, about the right way to do it. the right way to pick up a waitress. I will share that with you in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highland's new arthritis medicine. It helps ease my muscles and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Sterling on Sunday.
This morning I got in the shower alone, and I had an incredible experience. It was steamy. It was great. I had some time to myself. And I took out my Harry's razor. And I put on the best part to me, Harry's shaving cream. Harry's shaving cream is remarkable. It's unlike anything I've ever had before. It's a gel that turns into a cream. It's incredible, and it has a wonderful aroma. Then I started using my new Harry's razor blades. I've never experienced anything like this with a razor. My beard just melted off. It felt great. It's super smooth. It's fantastic. Go to Harry's.com. 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 You will love this experience. Get the new Harry's razor. Get the shaving cream. Enjoy your shower.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing.
Sterling on Sunday.
Now, it's a very interesting challenge for somebody working in a casino, in a restaurant, a flight attendant, a woman in the service industry whose job it is to be pleasant to strange guys. It is a very logical event that guys hit on them. And There are times when I suspect that a woman who's working as a waitress wouldn't mind it, finds the customer to be attractive. This is the advice I was told by a waitress as the best way to ask a waitress out on a date. See if this makes sense to you. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is what waitresses have told me. Leave the waitress a note, preferably with your business card, so she sees you're real. A simple note that says, I would like to go out with you on a date. Cup of coffee, dinner, lunch, whatever it is. Simple, 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 simple. And leave the contact information with her. And then leave. And here's the next part that's much harder. Never go back to that restaurant again. Do not go back again. Don't try to meet her at her car, which, as you know from television shows, is the creepiest, scariest thing to do. Do not try to meet her at a car. Do not try to meet her down the road or at another. But most importantly, don't go back to that restaurant. She does not want to see you again, because then she has no out. She has no elegant way to turn you down and no easy way around her colleagues to say yes. You see the problem? Do not go back to that restaurant. Give her the information on how to contact you. If she's interested at all, she will contact you. That's the advice a waitress told me. Does that make sense to you? Are you in the service industry? Are you a waitress? Is that the right way for a customer to ask you out? Write a nice note. Leave a business card with the note. And don't return to the restaurant, because it will creep her out. And for God's sakes, don't hang around till the end of her shift at her car, because that will creep her out. That could creep her out so much she'll call the cops. Let me know what you think. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. The best way for a customer to ask out a waitress. Best way for a customer to ask out a waitress. 888-688-9258. Every guy driving a truck would like to know this. Every guy in a four-wheeler alone would like to know this. It'd be a great service if you would share, if you're a waitress, the best way for a customer to ask you out. Because, well, they're customers. At least you know they can afford dinner. At least you know they can afford dinner. 888-688-9258. This is a progressive challenge. It's a progressive challenge for guys to know when, who, what, where it is appropriate or okay to ask a nice young lady to go out with them. It used to be, 20 years ago, it used to be easier, but the downside was that more women would get scared. 50 years ago, it was much easier, because you'd go to her mother, you'd go to her father, you'd be properly introduced. How did you meet him? To this day is the number one question asked by a woman's friends about the guy she's dating. How did you meet him? And now, the answer is like online websites and all. That's all very sketchy and scary. Much better deal is a proper introduction. Well, that's, it's not 1951. However, if you're working behind a lunch counter, if you're working as a waitress in a restaurant, and you, the customer, are interested in meeting her or going out with her, how do you do that? The way waitresses have told me to do that is to write a note, preferably with your business card, and hand it to her. And then, and this is the tricky part, never go back to that restaurant again, because that's what freaks them out. If every time they go to work, if they think you're going to be there and they don't know what to do with you, that's what freaks them out. Wendy, listening on KMOX in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Wendy.
Hello, how are you today?
Hello, Wendy. Good.
I just got done with my shift as a waitress.
Yes, and how did that go? Was it a good day?
It was good. Busy, busy.
Good.
So, in regards to your question on how to hit on your waitress, I've been a waitress for 30-plus years.
Yes.
As well as a bartender for many, many years. And my answer to you is you just don't.
If a nice man, attractive, well-dressed, expresses interest in you, he should not express any interest in you. Is that right?
Well, in my past experience, what I can tell you is that if someone tries to hit on me where I work while I'm trying to make a living, it's a big no-no, because obviously you don't respect my ability to make my living. I'm not there to be hit on. I'm not there to find men. I'm not there to do that type of thing. I'm just there to make a living, and if you hit on me while we're working, it's obviously we won't get along anyway.
Great advice, Wendy. Thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday and for giving us this great advice. Do not hit on the waitress. That's what Wendy says. Mike in Gold Bar, Washington, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to have to agree with her, Roger. I'm not a waitress, of course, but you did a segment about what it would take to get you to start smoking a couple, 3 weeks ago, maybe? And I'm the one, you want to know what it would take to get you to start smoking. And I told you I spent about a half hour with a nice manager at Walmart. And you told me just get up there and ask her out because she was real nice and very personable. So I waited about 2 weeks, shaved, got a haircut. I took a shower, Walter.
Wow.
And I go there and I just went and I said, hey, you know, are you married? And she goes, Weedos. Oh, no, I'm not married.
Weedos.
And then I go,
Weedos.
Hey, I'm a funny man.
Him? He's not a funny man. And he's my dad.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. No, you know, I can feel it coming. I can feel trouble coming. And I felt trouble was coming there. That's because I'm a professional talk show host. That's right. I'm a professional talk show host. You fall in love with the waitress. What is the best course of action? A woman who is a waitress said there's no course of action. You do not ask her out. You do not hit on her. You don't do anything. I have a waitress friend. She said the best course of action is to write her a sweet, nice note with your business card and a phone number and let her call you. But do not go back to that restaurant. 888-688-WALT. There's Wisconsin. We are always honored to get a call from Wisconsin. Hello, Ann. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you or speak with you. I have a response for your waitress or asking someone out.
Yes.
In a restaurant. Well, my response is never date a guy who has a hickey on his neck. My mother used to say this, because he is too cheap to buy her a meal that she has to suck on his neck for protein.
Weedos. Weedos.
888-688-WALT. 888-6. Ann was great. I love that call. Let's have more of these. Your mother's right, Ann, and I appreciate that. 26 past the hour. 26 past the hour. Coming up. What have we got? Oh, everybody's very busy tonight. Oh, my God. What did I want to do? There was something else I had to talk to you about. The podcast. Please, God, download the podcast. You ever notice how many times on the radio you hear them say, well, and be sure to download my podcast. Well, why is that? You're on the radio. You get ratings. Isn't that enough? No, 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 no. You must have a downloaded podcast. It's the only way anybody is incentivized these here days. My podcast is called Midnight Misfits, and you can download it from Apple, iTunes, and many other places such as, what's it called now? It has a new name, Audacy, I don't know. JG in Los Angeles, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, JG.
Hey, always like your show. You guys are good.
Thank you.
Hey, I was a manager of and also a lighting director of many popular bands of Los Angeles for a long, long time. And during the course of that time, picked up on many a waitress. And I found the key to it was making them feel special, that they were, you know, different from every other person around, and that just being nice. And they saw that you weren't a creep. And you just, you know, small talk about the weather and news and all that, but you know, that you weren't like a normal customer, and eventually it would evolve from there.
Now, across
they just want to be treated like people.
Across a lunch counter, how did you let them know that they were special? How'd you do that?
Well, generally, there's a chemistry between you and a person, and they know it, and you know it, and you would just go with that. That chemistry that you both have, and the way of letting them be that you're special is that, you know, they know what's going on the scene, and if they see you hitting on every girl, they know that they're not special. So if they don't see you hitting on every girl and you just focus in on them, then they know that there's something special, and you talk about them being special to them, and girls seem to identify with that.
Now, JG, you're listening to me in Los Angeles. How are you listening to me in Los Angeles?
On radio.
A radio or a stream?
Car radio. I'm driving around right now on car radio.
Which station?
Pardon me?
Which station?
I don't know the name of the station. I usually listen to George Norrie on this station.
But I wonder which station it is.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
I just think that you said it. I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
Have you been to the gynecologist yet? That was the question my mom asked me at 15 when I informed her about a change that I had noticed in my body.
Yes, a double A to a double D. Thank you, Scarlett Johansson. What a gift it is to have you on Sterling on Sunday. All right, coming up, we have another Florida Stories, and we have Vilo Houle. We didn't hear from Vilo Houle yet, did we? So we'll hear from Vilo Houle with his report on Oak Island. It's a big show. It's a network radio show from Maine to Sacramento. I'm Walter M. Sterling. What? It's called Sterling on Sunday, live every Sunday night for 3 gigundo hours.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And remember this, a cutoff low is a weatherman's woe. And that's what we have in the Midwest this week. A cutoff low is a low pressure system cut off from the main jet stream, which moves west to east across our nation. And since it's cut off from the steering currents, it takes its own time and meanders slowly. This week, it's going to do so from Colorado and New Mexico eastward. And us meteorologists can't tell exactly what it's going to do, so it's a weatherman's woe. We've got hard soil in Texas, and the problem is all this rain begins to run off that doesn't get absorbed in the hard soil, and it floods the streams and rivers and leads to a flooding threat this week from Corpus Christi in San Antonio, Texas, up through Dallas, Amarillo, into the Oklahoma City area through the Arklatex, and that's going to cause problems all the way into the Florida Panhandle. 1 to 3 inches of rain accumulating through midweek with up to 5 inches of rain in some locations. More umbrellas will stay up through Washington and Oregon and the Rockies this week. Mostly will be rain, but some snow in the higher elevations. And we will work into the third week of May with these weather headlines. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida Story, we go to Orlando, where they just signed a deal with a German startup called Lilium. To start what? They're going to try out flying taxis. See, and this is doubly bad because Germany is Florida of Europe. So you want to combine Germany with Florida and 186 mile per hour flying taxis over a dense metropolis. What could possibly go wrong? Wouldn't you want to test this out in like the middle of Montana? I'm sure I'll have some updates for you shortly. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Sebring, Florida, where we have ourselves a 46-year-old Florida man who's had a rough go of it. He's broke, destitute. His girlfriend just dumped him. So about a month ago, he tried to have a suicide by cop. He went over to his ex-girlfriend's house and harassed her till she called the cops. When the cops came out there, he attacked him, but he didn't have a weapon on him. So they just beat him up and put him in jail. And they had him in protective custody, you know, the mental ward. He just got out of that. And so this time, around 1 a.m., he's outside of Circle K screaming at people and making a scene. And he tries the suicide by cop thing again. So this time when the cops show up, he pulls out his cell phone and holds it at him like a gun. And so they shoot him, but he doesn't die. So they put him in protective custody again. And the thought is he's probably going to get out and try and do the suicide by cop thing as soon as he gets out of jail here. I'll let you know if he ever succeeds. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Haines City, where a firefighter is accused of stealing $165 worth of Pokemon cards from Walmart. You know, some people have weird addictions. Some people are addicted to gambling. Some people are addicted to alcohol. A lot of people addicted to meth out there. This guy's addicted to Pokemon cards. Pokemon cards. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to St. Lucie County, where an adult dancer named Strawberry caused a little bit of trouble outside of her work at 2:30 in the morning. One of the security guys was telling the cops that Strawberry had lost her purse, and when her purse turned up, it had just a few dollars in it. So Strawberry goes into the dressing room, starts accusing all the other dancers of stealing her money. The owner of the adult club says Strawberry's actually been fired at least a half dozen times, but she comes back and dances and makes money anyway, which at least there's a level of dedication there. It's just to stripping. And I'm about 80% sure Strawberry's not her real name. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Rob in Portland, welcome to the Giant Network Radio Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very excited to be speaking to you for a number of reasons. First, okay. I love speaking to Portland, because it's very far from me. That proves the power of this radio show. And secondly, I have stated a topic which has intrigued you, a very smart man.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but thank you anyway.
Yes, sir.
You had talked about waitresses being hit on and stuff like that. And I used to work at a restaurant that was late, open late at night, so we got a lot of people gaming drunk and stuff like that and just wanted food. And I met my first wife as one of my customers. She gave me a note, tipped me well, and gave me a note and said, you know, here's my number. And then, you know, things went off from there. And I've known a lot of the waitresses that used to work there, and they got, you know, if they got asked to out and, you know, they liked the guy or the girl, they go out with them. I never saw any issue with it. I mean, you know, I don't know if that's what you were looking for, but that's
what I was looking for was, what is the proper way to express your interest to a waitress?
Well, I mean, there's always an initial interest anyway. I mean, there's smiling and stuff like that. Like one waitress that I worked with, she was very, you know, she looked forward to this customer coming in. He always sat at her counter or whatever, and she actually asked him out. And in my case, the proper way, I would think, is just, you know, there's mild flirtation. And then, you know, if, I mean, you can tell if someone's not liking you, you know. So I would say just a note or something like that. Or, you know, if you're interested, here's my number, because that's happened quite a few times. Here's my number, and give me a call.
Well,
I don't see any issue with just asking someone out. If they say no, then they say no, and then you walk off, you part your ways, and you may come back and just be a customer, you know.
Well, Rob, all good advice, and I appreciate the call. Thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday. That's what I appreciate the most. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, the dumbest thing I've ever heard, I mean, this is just dumb. Here's the first or second richest man in the world, Bill Gates. And while married, he's asking out women at Microsoft. Allegedly, he's been asking out women at Microsoft. Now, part of it is that he's a computer nerd. He's the definitive computer nerd. He doesn't know anything but the world except Microsoft. But his wife's sitting there, a woman who's apparently fairly distinguished, brilliant, and he's hitting on women at work. How the hell, if you work at Microsoft, do you elegantly say no to Bill Gates? To Bill Gates. He always phrased it this way, apparently. He'd say, you can say no if you're uncomfortable with this. You don't have to go out with me. And it turns out that a lot of the women at Microsoft said, no, Bill, I'm not going out with you. But can you imagine having the power and the clout that that man had, and then having the power and clout that he had at Microsoft to be hitting on, you know, women who worked at Microsoft? What a lousy and uncomfortable position he put those women in. It was really bad. All right, coming up, I have an update on the Ben Affleck situation with Jennifer Lopez. I know you're very anxious for that. This is Sterling on Sunday. Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
When you have dozens of aquariums filled with guppies, something unique happens. You play the Usher and Barry White, and before you know it, you have more guppies than you know what to do with, so you need to sell them. And the best place to sell these fish is at a table sale. I drove to Fayetteville, Arkansas to sling fish to the unsuspecting public that wants more guppies. And boy, oh boy, did I sell a lot of guppies. The red ones, the California reds, which are so popular, swordtail guppies, and half-red cobra guppies. They were selling to the left and to the right, and people were very, very excited. In fact, I was even recognized. Aren't you on with Sterling on Sunday? And I said, well, yes, I am. They asked Velo, how did you get on that program? And I said, when you are as passionate and as in love with your guppies as I am, people will seek you out. So I sold a bunch of guppies, $1,000 worth of guppies in a 3-hour time period. It was amazing. And this is a good example. If you're looking for great tropical fish, it doesn't matter if they're guppies or anything else, go to a fish club table sale. You'll meet amazing professionals who raise fish all the time, and you'll get a higher quality of fish, sometimes paying less than what you'd get at a fish store. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
We have a fishing report. Name me one other radio show in America that has a fishing report. There are a few on the coast of Maine, but they're just about lobster. We're on WLOB in Maine. I am so proud to be on WLOB in Maine. I'm going to say WLOB in Maine 3 or 4 more times. What a great radio station. And thank you for that. Whoever did that. I suspect it was Doug Fink who put us on that station. Thank you, Mr. Fink. But here we are, coast to coast, spewing nonsense. I'm not here to solve the problems in Congress. I don't care about the problems in Congress. There are hundreds of talk show hosts who are quoting the Constitution. these talk show hosts didn't exist 30 years ago. The reason they didn't exist 30 years ago, because they didn't get any ratings then, and they're sitting there scratching their heads going, how come we don't get any ratings now? I know why you don't. The reason is because what you and I want to talk about is this: how to keep the meat from falling into the grill on Memorial Day. That is going to be the singest, biggest problem 2 weeks from now, is how to keep the meat from falling into the grill while your neighbors are watching you. Because there isn't anything more embarrassing than cooking a hamburger and realizing at some point that large sections of the hamburgers are falling into the charcoals and trying to distract your neighbors from that horror. But in 2 weeks, we're going to talk about our favorite subject, which is how to keep the meat from falling into the grill. Rosemary Furlong, isn't that what we're going to do? That's what we're going to do. Dee Wells, Dee, you look fabulous tonight. All the Midnight Misfits, all the people who don't belong anywhere else, you belong here with me. Because I don't belong anyplace else except right here, sharing this information with you. This is what we're supposed to be doing. There's no other radio show like this. I've worked very hard to make sure it's a very exclusive show. Who would want this show? Only the smartest radio stations in America are brave enough to put on something vaguely entertaining. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez might be getting back together again. This was of no concern of mine. I met Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez at a Vanity Fair party, Hollywood party, about 12, 13 years ago. And I was stunned by the fact that they were standing at this party facing the crowd as though they were two statues, as though they were there to be observed. Beautifully dressed, very polite. Anybody who came up to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, they'd talk to them, they'd say hello. But, and this is what was weird, I'll never forget it, they did not appear to be connected. They did not appear to be connecting. They were both so apparently self-absorbed that they viewed their job was to act as statues in a Hollywood scene, the Vanity Fair party. There they were, standing. And they didn't seem to be having a good time. They didn't seem to be having a bad time. It seemed to be a neutral experience for them. Therefore, when they broke up, it was not a surprise to me or most people in Hollywood. But now that they're trying to get back together, Ben, remember this.
Sometimes I think you're involved with bad things. Are you?
Oh, my. The rugged exterior. Larry Gili was a nice guy.
Are you?
Get over here. I'm gonna be fine. Putting on a good show.
Oh, that's professional.
He's just been given his big break.
There's a certain witness with psychological defects.
And I want him held on to.
But he's about to get.
He's kidding.
An even bigger surprise.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Do we know each other?
Not yet.
I guess Lewis would feel more comfortable if there were two independent contractors working on this.
I want you to work with her, and I want you to watch her. She will be watching you.
Let me tell you something.
In every relationship, there's a bull and a cow. I'm the bull. You're the cow. You got that?
Yeah, I got it. Bull cow.
Read to me, Larry.
What?
Oh, come on, Larry. Read to him.
I got nothing here.
You don't have a book.
For well over a century, the adventurous flavor of Tabasco sauce has fired up generations of thrill seekers. Okay?
That's good.
If you want to, you can, you know, take half of my bed.
That's very kind of you. I'd love to.
We'll do the whole thing professionally.
This may be a good time to suggest that you not allow the seeds of cruel hope to sprout in your soul.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds beautiful.
It means you're not my type. Good night.
Good night.
Now. They deny it.
Are you and Larry, sweetheart?
Come on.
I hope so. She's gorgeous.
She thinks I'm beautiful.
Yeah, she's blind to one eye.
The harder they resist it.
A woman is beautiful.
Now don't get yourself all tied in a knot.
The longer they fake it.
Are you driving me crazy? I don't even know why I had a crush on you back a long time ago when I first met you.
The stronger it becomes.
What is it you're so sad about?
I got this beautiful, sexy, unattainable girl sleeping in a bed right next to me.
There was that movie that they did together, and that was the end of their relationship. I hope that they have learned that if they get back together again, they should not make a movie, because Jennifer Lopez has been very, very successful at singing and attracting attractive men. Movies, not so much. Movies, not a great thing. Ben Affleck, big movie star, very successful at directing movies. And, oh, and making children with Jennifer Garner. What was wrong with Jennifer, Ben? Why wouldn't you be with Jennifer Garner? What was wrong with that? And why do you keep going in and out of rehab? It's not a moral issue. It's a disease. Why tempt the disease? I know. Let's not drink anymore, Ben. Let's not do any of those nasty things. I don't, frankly, Jennifer, I don't know what you see in him. What are you seeing in him? You don't need that. You had A-Rod. Is that what they call it now? You had A-Rod. It's all very mysterious to me. Is it not mysterious to you? But I hope I have shared with you tonight the most important thing in my life, which is my fantasy menu. And my fantasy menu is a Hostess orange cupcake. And when they are fresh and they are soft, they're remarkable. The orange cupcakes, not the chocolate. And snack and bacon from Dunkin' Donuts. Snack and bacon. Imagine the meeting at Dunkin' Donuts where they sat around. They said, you know what we need to do? We need to just take 10 strips of bacon and put them in a bag and sell it to them. Are you kidding me? They need a bagel and biscuits. No, I guess not. They just need that. Listen, the greatest gift we can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.